Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm Sleep Physician, and if you have insomnia, this channel is for you. In this episode, we're going to see how you can use the downward arrow technique to deal with the what if, perhaps the biggest sleep thief out there, using the then what. Hey there, hope you are doing really well, and if you're new to the channel, then a big welcome to you. I often forget to say this, I almost always forget to say this, but if you are new and you know, things are kind of confusing, what's he talking about, then go back to the first couple of episodes. That's where I go over kind of the basics. Now, this said, I think a really, 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 really big problem when it comes to insomnia is the what if. What if I can't fall asleep? What if I wake up? What if I can't fall back asleep? What if I take a little bit less melatonin? What if I put the temperature at 28? What if I eat this? What if I don't eat that? Et cetera, et cetera. Kind of the constant, you know, thinking about what if this happens, what if that happens, is one of the main drivers of insomnia. An example that I think that I just thought about, I've mentioned that at my work, where I work, I've started doing these group visits every Friday, and a couple of, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was a new patient that joined the group visit, and literally, before I'd even start talking to him, he was like, what if this doesn't work? Like, what if that we're doing here, like the CBTI, what if that doesn't work? Like, even before starting the program, he was already thinking about what if this doesn't work? What do I do then, right? So how can you address that? Well, there is a technique that is known as the downward arrow technique, which is a fancy name. I kind of like the name, but it's very simple. It just evolves around, you know, answering every what if with then what. Okay, so for example, if you're thinking, what if I can't fall asleep tonight, then you ask, well, then what? And what happens is you can end up in kind of like two paths, like two scenarios, two endpoints here using this technique. And one of them leads you to a place where there actually isn't this horrible outcome that you somehow may have thought would be there. And before we actually go there, another thought that I want to share, I think is important. A lot of the problem with insomnia is the ambiguity, you know, that feeling of loss of control, not knowing what's going to happen. And oftentimes, there isn't a specific catastrophic outcome on your mind that you're worried about. It's more like the not knowing what is going to happen is really what kind of drives the anxiety, the sleep anxiety. So that said, going back to using this downward arrow technique, there can be like two kind of like, you can go into two directions, so like two endpoints, let's say. And one of them is like when there isn't a catastrophic outcome, and one of them where there is, but it's very unlikely. So let's use this technique in the kind of fictional example here. Let's say somebody has a worry about like waking up in the middle of the night. So let's say you're like, you know, you're thinking, what if I wake up? Well, then you ask, so then what? Well, then I might not fall back asleep. Well, then what? Well, what if I then am up the rest of the night? Well, then what? Well, what if I then feel like really, really tired during the day? Well, then what? Well, what if I really, you know, feel terrible the whole day? Then what? Well, I guess that's it. You know, that's the end point where you're like, the worst outcome is that I feel terrible, and then you realize I probably will sleep better the next day because I slept so little. So this is like one of those, like this is completely fictional, you know, I just made this up. But the point here is that using this downward arrow technique, you may end up realizing that there isn't a particular catastrophic outcome that you are worried about. And when you realize that, you might feel like, okay, well, the worst thing that can happen is that I feel really tired tomorrow, but that's happened before, and it's not as bad as I thought. And that can be a really big step towards reducing the fear of losing sleep, reducing sleep anxiety. Now let's look at the other, you know, the other, you know, the other outcome, if you will. Let's say we start the same place and you say, what if I can't fall asleep? Well, then what? Well, then I might be up the whole rest of the night. Well, then what? Well, then I'm not going to be able to do my job. Well, then what? Well, eventually people are going to notice that I'm not functioning. Well, then what? Well, then that's going to lead to me losing my job. Well, then what? Well, then what if that leads to me not being able to pay my mortgage? Well, then what? Well, what if that then leads me to losing my house? Well, then what? Well, what if then I never find a job again? Well, then what? Well, what if I become homeless? Well, then what? Well, then I, you know, what if I become homeless and I end up on the streets and like that? Or the other outcome, like, what if I become insane? You know, things like that. So in this scenario, there is a very catastrophic outcome at the end of the downward arrow. Well, that can also help you because you can now question the likelihood of that happening. You know, how likely is it that your insomnia is going to lead to you becoming homeless or lose your mortgage or become insane or lose the ability to sleep? That I've never come across that as an outcome. And you probably, when you start like questioning this, realize that that is extremely unlikely. So when you use this technique, you either end up, you know, in a place where like that, you know, there's no catastrophic outcome, or there is this like hypothetical catastrophic outcome that is very, very unlikely, you know? So, you know, you can pretty much just discard that, you know? It's so unlikely to happen. So the point here is that using the technique, you can very, very, very well end up in a position where you are not as afraid of losing sleep. And that is such a huge step to take towards sleeping better and not having insomnia anymore. I hope you found this helpful, and please post a comment if you have any questions, or send me an email, daniel@insomniainsight.co. And with that said, stay out of trouble, take care, and hope to have you back here tomorrow. Until then, bye-bye.